Ladies and gentlemen, we are having some technical difficulties here tonight, but I am with you. This is Michael Collins Piper, I hope. This is Tuesday, May 6th. I'm coming to you from Washington here on Republic Broadcasting Network. This is live. This is not a rebroadcast. We have a special guest with us here tonight. We are going to be reminiscing about an event that took place, or a series of events, I suppose, that took place back in October, mid-October of this past year. I refer, of course, to the year 2007, and that is the No More Wars for Israel conference that was held in Irvine, California. Guest here tonight is Joe Fields. He was one of the key organizers of that conference, along with Mark Glenn, who, of course, is a broadcaster here on this network with the Liberty Hour, co-hosted by Phil Turney. If you're a long-time or fairly regular listener to this show, you are probably familiar with the events that took place at the No More Wars for Israel conference. The No More Wars for Israel conference, I must tell you, folks, nearly did not take place. Whole lineup of speakers were scheduled from all over the United States. In fact, we had someone come in from Australia. But guess what, folks? The Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, a criminal organization which is supported by criminals and which engages in criminal activity, managed to sabotage the No More Wars for Israel conference at the hotel where it was supposed to be held. And that, of course, that's the stage for a story in and of itself. Well, Joe Fields will be joining us momentarily, but we are now going to the break.
Want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We are going to be talking about the criminal activities of the Anti-Defamation League vis-a-vis its efforts to sabotage the No More Wars for Israel conference that was scheduled to be held at the Irvine Marriott Hotel. But criminally corrupt members of the Irvine Marriott staff, under pressure from the Anti-Defamation League, basically scuttled the planned conference that was being held there through some tricky maneuvering and going back on pre-signed agreements and contracts, which they had with the organizers of the conference. And, well, we had to relocate the conference, and yet the conference was still held. Unfortunately, a lot of the people who were coming into the conference from the locality in the region, from the local region, were told by the hotel when they arrived that the organizers of the conference had canceled the conference. This was a lie, ladies and gentlemen, a lie told by the staff of the Irvine Marriott Hotel, and I indict them here and now as criminals for their activities. Well, I want to find out, Joe Fields, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mike.
Good, Joe. I'm glad you're here. Before we go on and talk more about the conference, Joe, I just want to emphasize one thing here tonight. You know, there's a popular refrain in the Patriot movement that people like to say, and they feel compelled to say it: not all Jews are Zionists, and not all Zionists are Jews. But I'm here to tell you that anybody who is a member of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith is a criminal. Now, the reason why I say that is because the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith is not an organization which just anybody can join. There are people who make donations to the Anti-Defamation League. But the membership of the Anti-Defamation League, it's really, in many respects, a secret society, the way it functions. The people who become officials of the Anti-Defamation League and who serve on its boards and around the country, they are selected from within the perpetuating organization, and then they hire functionaries. So anybody in the United States of America today who is on the board of any regional or local office of the Anti-Defamation League, or anyone who works on the staff of the Anti-Defamation League, should be considered a criminal, a traitor to America, and I say that without hesitation. There are many innocent Jews around the country and some foolish Christians who do give money to the Anti-Defamation League. They are not necessarily criminals or traitors. They are misguided. But the people who are part of the Anti-Defamation League are part of a criminal spy apparatus that has functioned on American soil for many, many years in league with Israel's intelligence agency, the Mossad. They have broken into people's homes. The map of a victim of a bombing, Alex O'Day, the map of his office was found in the hands of a top spy for the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, Roy Bullock. The list goes on and on. The ADL has been implicated in burglaries, vandalizing synagogues in order to scare Jews into giving money to fight Nazism. The list goes on and on. So the thing is, if we ever needed an absolute list of people on American soil who are traitors, who are affiliated with a criminal organization, it is the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. Well, Joe,
and as you know, Mike,
you have been active in the nationalist movement pretty much as long as I have, and both of us are about the same age, so that means both of us have had a lot of experience with the Anti-Defamation League, and we got a good dose of it there in Southern California.
We sure did, Mike. You know, they are a criminally unregistered agent for a foreign government, government of Israel. And the very way the ADL came about, it's a story in itself. I'm sure you've covered it. It was actually formed back in the early teens of the last century to cover up the ritual murder of a little Irish girl by the name of Mary Fagan.
That's right.
So their very origins go to murder, deceit, and cover-up. And they haven't changed any these 100 years that they've been around.
Yeah, and another thing that should be pointed out, too, that B'nai B'rith, which was the parent body of the Anti-Defamation League, B'nai B'rith is basically a Freemasonic organization.
So, yes, it's an international Jewish lodge. Is what
exactly,
it is.
That's right. So that's and not the Jews are restricted to being members of B'nai B'rith. The Jews have proliferated in the ranks of Freemasonry in the United States for a long, long time. But B'nai B'rith has been an exclusively Jewish lodge from the beginning. Now, Joe, you know what I want to emphasize right up here tonight is the fact that one of the reasons why you're on the show tonight is to talk about that No More Wars for Israel conference and some of these intrigues by the Anti-Defamation League, but to let people know that at long last there are going to be DVDs available.
Yes.
Of that conference, of all the speakers.
Yes.
I think it's all of the speakers at that conference.
All of the speakers, all 2 days, and including a bonus for people who purchase the whole set. We have a DVD that's actually at this time it's being switched to video capability. But right now you can play it on your computer, and most people do have computers these days that play these things, of our demonstration in front of the Marriott Hotel. And what we're going to do is offer that as a bonus, along with some audio of some programs we did right after that event. I think a couple days right after that conference, we did a couple of shows on that.
That's right, as a matter of fact. Yeah, you appeared on this program, and we talked about it, and I think... Yeah, that was back in October.
You know, and the thing is, I want to apologize to everyone who is waiting for these DVDs. It's been taking a very long time for several different reasons. We've been working on them. We're going to have audio tapes available also for those who want audios. But we do have the record now of the entire conference from the very beginning to the end. And actually, Mike, you know, it's funny. They tried to destroy it. And yes, they did turn a lot of people away who would have been there in person. But actually, what they did is, in a way, made the conference better. We had I think the speakers took a lot longer than they would have if they had been forced to observe the time limits that we would have had at the hotel. And overall, I've watched the whole thing. It's very good quality. And I think people out there will be pleased to see it. There's a lot of stuff that is certainly timely and still good as we speak, because it looks like they're trying to start a war with Iran now with the phony information we got from Petraeus and his cohort spoke before Congress the other day. And so we see they're continuing to want to start World War III for the benefit of this parasite in the Middle East called Israel.
Well, you know, that's the irony, Joe. That is exactly what the conference was all about. You know, it's kind of hard to look back on it in some respects because, you know, so much has happened since then. But that was precisely what the theme of the conference was, that they were indeed trying to get us into into yet another war for Israel, specifically a war against Iran. And, you know, the irony of it, Joe, is that there are still so many people who don't understand that the reason why we went to war in Iraq in the first place was because it was a war that was demanded by Israel. That still continues to amaze me.
That's right. And it's, you know, it's very obvious, Mike, to anyone who has eyes to see and ears to hear who is pushing for endless war in the Middle East, who it benefits. And yet, you know, there's this, especially people who are used to tuning into the mass media for their information, there's this unspoken law that even though they see it, just like the emperor's new clothes, you know, the story about the emperor's new clothes, they mustn't say it and they mustn't acknowledge what's right before their eyes because that would make them anti-Semites.
Right, exactly. That. And, you know, the point that always amuses me is, and I've mentioned this on this program before, I remember having dinner with some very dear friends of mine, both very intelligent people. And I was talking about the Iraq War. And finally, the one person in question, she is not a Bush supporter at all. And I said to her, I said, well, why do you think that we got into Iraq in the first place? And she shook her head and said very authoritatively, well, we got bad intelligence. And I said, well, I didn't say it with quite the same frustration that I'm speaking now. I was trying to be a gentleman. We were in a fancy restaurant here in Washington. I said, well, where do you think that bad intelligence came from?
And Ireland, right, Mike?
Ireland, Iceland, Indonesia. Yeah, one of those places that have a history of feeding the U.S. bad intelligence. You know, it's kind of funny. I just saw an article or an advertisement today for one of these pro-Israel organizations called Flame, which I think is Facts and Logic for Americans about the Middle East or something like this. And it goes on to quote former General Daniel Keegan, who, although a military man, has been a slavish supporter of Israel for years. I think if you'd find it out correctly, you'd probably find a big fat bank account provided to him by his friends in the Israeli lobby. And if he wants to sue me over that allegation, well, let's do it and we'll check it out. But in any case, they quote General Keegan as having said that Israel, the money we give to Israel is worth five of our own CIA. In other words, that Israel is five times better than our own CIA. Well, if Israel is so good, Joe, why was our intelligence so bad?
Well, you know, Mike, it's like I tell people when they say, Israel's our only ally in the Middle East, our only friend. Well, first of all, we had no enemies in the Middle East before 1948. That's number one. But Israel is our friend and our ally in the same sense that a tick is an ally of a dog.
We'll let the audience think about that during the break, Joe. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Get your pen and paper. We're going to tell you how to get these DVDs about from the No War Wars for Israel conference.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here on this Tuesday night. We're at republicbroadcasting.org. Our special guest is Joe Fields. Well, before we go back to our special guest, Joe Fields, and talking about the No More Wars for Israel conference and the availability of this new DVD set of all the great speeches that were heard out there, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors here at RBN. Now, I'm going to give you their website and their telephone number that you can call. I'm going to tell you the name of the website is gasfreedom.info. Gasfreedom.info. Now, if you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs, Gasfreedom Info has the information you need. They tell you about a technology that you can have right now. It's a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. Gasfreedom.info says this is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. So if you go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer, you can turn any car into a hybrid for just $300. If you use the passcode RBN, just as in RBN, our network here, you can get $49 off. So go to gasfreedom.info, gasfreedom.info, or you can call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Now, Joe, you gave me, when I last saw you in California a couple weeks ago, when we were out there at Payman Motahade's conference, you gave me a set of the an advanced set of the DVDs of the No More Wars for Israel conference. Unfortunately, I don't have them handy, so I don't have the exact numbers of DVDs available in that. How many are in that set?
We have six to the set, Mike.
Okay.
And, I could, matter of fact, I have a list here in front of me, and it's incomplete, actually, but it covers most of the speakers.
Yeah, go ahead. Read that list out. Yeah.
All right. DVD number one is none other than you, Mike Piper.
Yeah.
You opened the conference, actually. We had Eileen Fleming, who spoke on freedom of speech and the plight of Mordecai Vanunu over in Israel. Mark Glenn then gave a talk with the title of the conference, No More Wars for Israel. One of the more interesting speeches, and I think it's very important for people who have these so-called Christian Zionist friends to get this this speaker, Chuck Carlson of Operation Straight Gate. He did a talk on the secret life of Cyrus Schofield and the origins of Christian Zionism, where he covered the fact that Cyrus Schofield was actually in prison for forgery, apparently, was under contract to the ADL to write a new Judeo-friendly version of the Bible for Protestants. And ever since, we've had this dispensationalist, you must worship Israel nonsense being promoted among a lot of Protestant denominations. So that talk in and of itself is worth that DVD.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Also, one of the speakers that really impressed me is this Dr. Kaukab Sadiq, who is a Muslim He teaches at a university, I believe, back in New York. I forget offhand what university he teaches at. But he went into the fact that Muslims, and this is something a lot of people don't know, Muslims, the Muslim religion, while they do not recognize Christ as God or the Son of God, they recognize him as a great prophet. They have very, very respectful and actually almost worshipful passages about Christ, the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the Quran. And they actually stand up and wonder when people put out movies like The Last Temptation of Christ and these blasphemous anti-Christian movies. They are actually up in arms and wonder why the Christians don't do something about it.
Absolutely.
And he pointed the difference between that and, of course, the Talmud and the horrible, blasphemous, downright pornographic things they have to say against Christ and Christians in general. That talk is also very important. It's a good talk. Wendy Campbell of Marwen Communications also spoke. And that's DVD number one. So you're getting, let's see, one, two, three, four, five speakers for DVD number one. DVD number two, we have the keynote speaker, Dr. Hesham Talawi, who's also on Republic Broadcasting. And the title of his speech is Defeating Zionism's Psychological Weapon of quote-unquote anti-Semitism. And he also takes apart, almost in a lawyerly fashion, the myths of 9/11 and the government line on 9/11. He gets into that also. Then we have Phil Turney, who is a survivor of the USS Liberty, and he gave a very moving talk on what happened that day back in 1967.
Oh, yeah, Phil's presentation.
It's an honor to meet him.
Yeah.
And then also Professor Goodwin, Professor Ray Goodwin, also gave a talk on academia, free speech, and the utter hypocrisy of a country that tells us that we're free and then goes ahead and tries to silence any critics of a foreign nation, Israel. And he did a great talk. So that's DVD number two.
Okay, Joe, we have the break coming up, but when we come back, I want you to continue going through describing those DVDs and who the speakers were. And we're going to give people information as to where they can order them. So get your pen and paper handy, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll get around to some callers here. In fact, we have a caller who was at the conference, so stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have a very special guest, Joe Fields. We're talking about the No More Wars for Israel conference and the availability of new DVDs. It's a sixer. Is it seven DVD set, Joe?
It's a six DVD set plus a seventh of the demonstration that we had
in front
of the Marriott Hotel.
Basically, it's seven DVDs total, but the actual set per se is six. Incidentally, Joe, I just want to correct you. You said something. You misspoke earlier, and I know you'll realize in retrospect you did misspeak, but I don't want anyone to say that you're purveying misinformation when I know you're not. You, in talking about... In talking about Chuck Carlson's presentation on Cyrus Schofield, you kind of more or less said, kind of colloquially, that Cyrus Schofield was under contract to the ADL to write the Schofield Bible. Well, of course, the Schofield Bible was introduced before the advent of the ADL, but you were saying...
Well, I was using what they call poetic license, I think.
Right, yeah, exactly. I knew that, and I knew that you knew that, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there who will repeat that, thinking that it's true, or there are other people who will say, oh, my God, this Joe Fields says that the ADL was behind the Schofield Bible, when, of course, the ADL wasn't formed until, like, 1913.
Well,
so what you were using the term the ADL more or less to refer to the Zionist movement.
Let me just correct that and say the same forces that now constitute the ADL
absolutely.
Were around back then, too.
Absolutely. I just wanted to clarify that for everybody's sake here. Anyway, aside from all that, you'd already described the first two very interesting DVDs. Go ahead and just keep describing them, Joe, and I want people to get their pen and paper handy because I know they're going to want to get these DVDs because I heard most of these speeches, and they were good speeches.
Now we have one of the most entertaining DVDs is number three. We have our good friend from Australia, Dr. Fred Tobin, and he opens it up with a speech called, I took this right out of his title, "Don't Blame the Jews, Blame Those Who Bend to Their Pressure." And he elaborates on that, and it's quite an interesting talk, and he gets into his own, what he's, you know, been through and still going through because of his fight for historical accuracy and truth. And it's quite a long talk, and it's quite entertaining, as always. And then we have Paul Fromm right after Fred Tobin. And Paul Fromm is, with the Canadian... what's the name
Canadian
of the
Canadian Association for Free Expression.
For free expression, and his talk is, he kind of goes all over the place, but basically it's overcoming mass media brainwashing through the Internet, which is what we're doing right now. And it's also a longer talk, but it's very entertaining.
Paul Fromm, I have spoken with him on multiple forums across Canada, and a couple times here, I guess, in the United States, he's one of the most talented, energetic, effective, funny, gentlemanly, articulate speakers I've ever heard, and he can cover just about any topic and make people understand some very deep concepts, and it's well worth hearing what Paul has to say.
And following Paul, we have Father Christopher Hunter, who is a traditional Catholic priest, And he, the name of his talk is Biblical Justification, or Attempted Biblical Justifications for the State of Israel. And he gets into the Catholic theology on that. Which,
right, he was
which
not
is,
advocating it, we should
no,
emphasize.
No,
he was explaining the attempted justification for
yes.
it that is made by certain
well,
so-called Christian elements.
Speaking as a Catholic, I can give you in a nutshell a theology on that is, as Father Leonard Feeney said back in the 50s, America cannot expect to be blessed by returning our Lord's crucifiers to the scene of their crime. So that's basically where we come from on that issue. So anyway, that's DVD number 3. DVD number 4, and again, this is... I really enjoyed his talk, is Dr. Robert Brock, who's we've both known for years and years. He's a black nationalist activist. He's living up in Minnesota right now. And he came out, and he did a talk on who brought the slaves to America. And let me give you a guess, ladies and gentlemen. They're not the Irish.
It wasn't the Muslims either.
It wasn't the Irish. It wasn't the Muslims. And I'll just leave that, to Robert Brock to expound on when you get the DVD. Following him, he's got a friend, a lady that's been working with him for many years, and she just goes by the name Sister Mickey. And she gave a really, I thought it was one of the better talks of the whole conference, Mike. I don't know if
unfortunately, I had left at that juncture, so unfortunately, I missed the. Missed both Robert and Mickey, and I love them both to death, and I'm looking forward to actually seeing it. Yeah.
It was entertaining and very informative, and I'll tell you, the funny thing is, you know, whenever people get together who talk about Israel in an unflattering way or anything, you're always painted as a bunch of racist hate mongers, and these two people who I've known for many years, they showed up and they put the lie to that. You know, you want to call, I guess everyone's a hate monger and a racist if they don't go along with the Israeli agenda. Well, that's just too bad. Anyway, so after Sister Mickey, Patrick Grimm, who has an excellent website, right now it escapes me. Maybe you have it handy, Mike.
I think it's Zionist Watch. It was ZionistWatch.com, I believe.
Yes,
I think he had
yes.
some trouble with it. I'll have to check on that. Yeah.
Well, anyway, his name of his talk is What is Extremism? And anyone who's visited his website and seen any of his writings, he speaks just as well as he writes. And then after him, my wife, Deirdre Fields, who people probably remember writing about the Boers in South Africa. She's a native South African. But she gets into the Rothschild banking dynasty and the founding of Israel. And she has a little slide presentation. It's quite informative. So anyway, that's DVD number 4.
Incidentally, Patrick Grimm, his website now is ZionistWatch.wordpress.com.
Okay.
ZionistWatch.wordpress.com. Good writer.
Okay, now we go on to DVD number 5. We have a Polish lady, an activist, anti-communist freedom fighter for many years, by the name of Danuta Becker, who gets into the history of communism and our favorite usual suspects are also involved in that, and she gave a little talk on that. Ellen Mariani, now this is also another highlight of the conference, then spoke on her judicial nightmare in trying to get to the bottom of what really happened at 9/11. And she gave a very moving talk with a slide presentation, and she even had a little music at the end of her talk. It was very moving, and Ellen, actually I called her before I came on tonight. I was hoping she might call in. But anyway, that's she's.
Yeah, I want to. I've been promising her and promising the audience to have her as a guest on this show for ages. I do need to get her on here.
Yeah.
Great lady.
Anyway, after Ellen, Margaret Huffstickler, who is a people might who get the Barnes Review might recognize her name. She did the article a few issues back on Cattle Kate. Her talk was rejecting establishment Jewish propaganda on Hitler and the Third Reich, and she got into, you know, people will they'll believe they know that 9/11 is not as the government says it is. They know that a lot of things are not as the government says it is, including Pearl Harbor, the Holocaust, everything else. Well, it also isn't as the government and media says it is in regard to Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. And so that I thought that was a very important talk. That was DVD number 5. The final DVD was a talk by the first speech, a talk by John DeNugent, where he talked about some European-American issues vis-a-vis Zionism. Stan Hess from up in, I think he's up in Idaho, he's a European-American rights activist also, and he did a little talk on European-Americans, and there are the title is We Demand Respect for Our Identity, and he gets into the Kennewick Man issues and all that. And the concluding remarks are yours truly, that's it.
And well, those videos, as I say, I saw almost all of the speeches, and of those speeches that I did not see, I've seen some of those speakers, you know, in appearance, so to speak, before, and I know that I'm looking forward to actually sitting down and when I have the time and watching through them all again. So now I know that there's going to be people out there who want to order them. We do have to emphasize, though, that you only sell them as the set. You cannot sell them for a variety of reasons, logistical and otherwise. It's just not cost effective. You're only selling them as a set. Is that correct?
Well, right now we are. We may now, if people keep an eye out on American Free Press, possibly also Barnes Review in the near future, we should have a big ad in there that goes through everything. We may be able to set them, sell them individually, but right now we're doing it as a set.
There's something also there for everybody, really. That's it's a great set. It's all thematic.
We're also planning to do a two-hour best of video that kind of takes care of the whole thing in a Reader's Digest version. So
okay.
That's still under being worked on. Now, right now we're the whole set, which is you're looking at about 21, 22 hours worth of viewing, is $100, and shipping and handling is included in that.
That's a very good price, $100 for roughly 22 hours and 6 videos from the conference plus the additional bonus video of our big protest outside the Marriott. So that I think that's a good deal, $100 for all those. Now, Joe, tell people where they can order them.
Okay, you can write to P.O. Box 9, that's just number 9, San Pedro, that's two words, S-A-N, one word, P-E-D-R-O, California, 90731.
Okay, go through that again, Joe. Now, can they use credit cards, checks? Who do they make the checks to?
Unfortunately, right now we can't deal with credit cards. We may be able to do that. I have to talk to a couple of people. We may be able to do that pretty soon. But right now we're just talking checks and money orders.
Okay, now, what do they make them out to?
Make them payable to me, Joe Fields.
Okay, Joe Fields,
and
P.O. Box
9, San Pedro.
And that's S-A-N, and then space P-E-D-R-O, San Pedro, California.
90731.
90731. That's Joe Fields, P.O. Box 9, the number 9, P.O. Box 9. San Pedro, P-E-D-R-O, California. And what's that zip again?
90731.
97031?
90731.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's 90731, folks.
There you go.
90731.
Also, you can contact me at my email, which is feeneyite1@yahoo.com.
Spell that, Joe.
That's capital F as in Frank, double E, N as in Nancy, Y as in yarn, I-T-E, then the number one, the numeral one, at yahoo.com.
Okay, I'm going to go through that again. That's F as in Frank, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, Y as in you. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Y as in York, I as in Italy, T as in Titanic, E as in Edward, 1, the number 1, at yahoo.com.
Yes,
Feeneyite 1 at yahoo.com. That's just like in the name of the late father Leonard Feeney, spelled F-E-E-N-Y.
That's right.
Okay. All right, well, folks, we're going to be going to a break here in a moment. I'm going to have time probably to bring up one caller, and he is a caller who, if it's the caller who I think it is, he was at that conference. But I would urge you to get this set of the videos. If you're not interested in it for yourself, get it maybe for a local organization. Let them take a look at it. They can play some of them or all of them. If people want to know, it's worth the price of it alone to hear Phil Turney, the USS Liberty survivor, talk about it. And the price, when you consider it, you go out and buy old television shows on DVD, for 6 or 7 videos, you can pay anywhere between $49 to $99. So, and you're paying that to these big production companies that are mass producing these things, probably in the hundreds of thousands, maybe in the millions. So the price is a good price, $100 for 22 hours of real good viewing, a lot of informative material that you can use for your own research. I would urge people to do it. Okay, well, we do only have about a minute here before the final break, Joe, so I'm going to bring up Jim from Texas with the assumption this is the Jim from Texas who attended that conference. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, as usual, Mike, you're right. I hate to admit it.
I like that. As usual, I'm right.
and good day to you, too, Joe.
Hello, Jim. Long time no talk.
Yeah, I know. But, hey, we are all, in my opinion, honorary Holocaust survivors, okay? we were submitted to the entire Holocaust thing. All the powers that be came down on us. Worse than if they sent us to a concentration camp. We had no voice. Nothing. We couldn't complain to the management of the hotel. The law says you can't do this, because they just gave us that typical Jewish smirk and said, yes, we can, and they did.
Another thing, Jim, which I didn't mention and which neither did Joe, but your comments reminded me, the ADL was even in bed with the local police department there in Irvine, California. Somebody purporting to be from the local police called the hotel to find out if that hotel was the hotel that was sponsoring this conference by a bunch of extremists.
Mike, we had everybody against us. I'm surprised any of us could get a cab. Hello? Everybody was against us. Except, and I have a newfound admiration for the Greek Orthodox Church. I'm telling you. I never thought of them before, but now I'm saying, hey, these people are all right.
All right, we're going to the break. Hang on there, Jim.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. That's some series of DVDs. You should get them. Only $100. We'll give you that address again when we come back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months.
months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've probably heard it said, even by some so-called patriots who are on radio and internet, you've probably heard them say that it's an ugly canard, an old myth, a wives' tale, that the Jewish people in the United States have undue influence and that they use that influence in an inappropriate fashion to try to silence their critics. Well, I'm here to testify that it does happen. It happened at the No More Wars for Israel conference. You've heard Joe Fields talk about it, and now you've heard another person who attended the conference, our caller Jim from Texas, talk about it. It can happen here, ladies and gentlemen. It has happened here, and it's going to continue to happen here. Joe, Jim, what do you think?
Well, not if we have anything to say about it. Well, they may try to shut us down, but we're even as we speak right now, we're getting the word out to a lot of people who aren't brainwashed by the mass media. And, you know, Mike, one thing I forgot to mention to you, we're working on getting little, maybe 10-minute or 5-minute versions of these speeches on YouTube.
Great
so
idea.
Hopefully soon they'll all be up there. There's a couple up there right now. I'm up there. If you Google my name on or YouTube my name, you'll see my little talk. And there's a couple others, Stan Hess, I think, also. But we're working on getting all of them up there, just to show people what they have in store for them if they order the DVDs.
Yeah, now that address, again, is to order that, $100, postage paid, Joe Fields, P.O. Box 9, San Pedro, California. Joe, give that zip code.
90731.
90731. Jim from Texas, do you think I misstated anything in my opening remarks here in this last segment?
You neglected to heap any praise whatsoever on the Sonic Ballroom, which was the last day of the conference. Okay?
That's
these
true
people
enough,
deserve
yeah.
any accolade you can give them, because I don't know if they've paid the price for their perfidy or whatever in allowing us to go in there, but I'm hoping that everybody that's having a bar or a bat mitzvah in Southern California will lease or rent the Sonic Ballroom to have it. Because
I think the idea also is that if there's anybody out there in Southern California, you should promote the Sonic Ballroom because they did allow us to have our second day of the conference there.
Absolutely, and all hail to those people. But it's very fortuitous that you brought up the Leo Frank, Barry Fagan thing to start your show or in part of your show, because this is one of the two episodes that I can think of offhand, other than Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, where people got their just due or comeuppance. Okay? Because the ADL, which was just formed, used all their influence, the New York newspapers, all the major newspapers, and they bribed the governor of Georgia to pardon this fellow, not pardon, but commute his sentence to a prison term, and the good people of Georgia at the time took matters in their own hands and gave him a just punishment, so to speak. So,
Jim and Mike, you know what? You know why they fear us so much? You know why they go to these ends to shut us up, even a small little group like us? Is because they know it's the truth, and people, when they hear the unadulterated, unvarnished truth, they know it. It just rings true. That's why Ron Paul, they had to black him out. And they know that one day the truth will be their undoing. And as our Lord said, the truth and only the truth will set you free.
Well, I couldn't put it better myself. I mean, we could talk for hours about all these crimes that have been committed against the American people and against the Christians and the Muslims of Palestine. And, the travesties go on and on, but we're going to keep on going on and on talking about it till they come and take us away, I guess. In the meantime, we do have our freedom of speech. And thank God for Republic Broadcasting Network for helping perpetuate and promote freedom of speech.
Mike.
Thanks, Joe Fields.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks for calling, Jim. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be here tomorrow night, God willing. So in the meantime, stay tuned for more good programming on this, republicbroadcasting.org. Thanks for listening in. Order those DVDs, folks.
Men are...